It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're back from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Greg Pickle and Dustin Hawkinsmith here. We touched on really the two big items from the weekend. We got a few more recruiting odds and then some housekeeping to do, but a couple interesting items on that front, as well as, if we have a little bit of time, getting into Athlon Sports and their review of Penn State and where they think they stand in the Big Ten. But to touch on the recruiting stuff, Greg, I thought Liam Clifford, the brother of Sean Clifford, a wide receiver from St. Xavier in Ohio, currently a three-star, I believe, in the 2021 class. I don't expect that to remain so. He's got that offer sheet that's starting to build. And Penn State, once again, as we mentioned in the previous segment, you know, you see the kid's got a Michigan offer. He's got several other offers as well. But Penn State needn't get him on campus in this camp scenario. I think they saw what they needed to see from him, which really, he looks pretty good to me, Greg. But I don't know where Sean being on campus and his experience at Penn State and maybe the desire or the ability to, I guess they could cross paths for a year.
Yes.
Possibly. Not that you would expect Liam to be an impact player in that year. But where do you think having Sean come through there, where that stands on his priority list?
Yeah, I think it definitely plays a role. The question always is with a kid like this, does he want to follow in his brother's footsteps or does he want to blaze his own path? And go somewhere else. So that's really what I'll come down to here. Does he want to play with Sean and be at the same school as Sean and sort of follow, again, in his footsteps? Or does he want to go somewhere else and do his own thing, blaze his own path, and you know, do something new and different that obviously, you know, nobody in his family's done before? So that'll be the big question there. But it was probably always a matter of time for Penn State to offer him. It was just a question of when. I don't think it was if. He's a good player. He's been coming to Penn State camps for a lot of years. They know how good he is and what he's capable of. So you put all that together, and the offer wasn't a big surprise. And honestly, I was a little bit surprised he just didn't commit on the spot. But smart of him not to. He's going to go figure things out and see where he wants to go, make some visits, go see some other schools, all that kind of stuff. So he'll be one to watch for sure.
Yeah, he's an interesting player, a good-looking wide receiver. Obviously known right now as the brother of Sean Clifford, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, time will start to tell as we move forward. I wanted to look also, I don't think a lot came out just because of there was actual news, but Keandre Lambert was in town on a visit. He has to be high up on the recruiting board on regardless of position, but certainly at the wide receiver position. I haven't missed out on Julian Fleming. He's the name to know when you're looking at wide receivers. There's a few others as well, but Keandre Lambert is the name to know.
Yeah, he's at the top of the list on campus this weekend. The only thing I worry about with him a little bit is, did you get him on campus too early? And what I mean by that is, did he come and see you and be impressed by your official visit, but now he has, you know, two or three other schools to go see, and will that make him change his mind? I don't know. I mean, if I was handicapping this, I would say that, you know, we're talking about Penn State probably 75%, 80% chance to land him, but there's some schools, Virginia Tech's one of them, that are really going to push hard here over the next couple of weeks to get back in front of him and try and win out. So I like Penn State's chances with him. I do. I can assume that the visit went very well. I haven't got to talk to him yet, but you could just, I mean, it's tough to mess up an official visit. It really is. It's just a matter of whether your official visit is better than all the other ones he goes on, because they're all good for the most part. So it should be good shape for him and Penn State, and we'll see what he decides to do.
And it's interesting, just you get him on campus for an official visit. I'm sure Penn State's got its playbook that they customize to depending on who the recruit is. But it's interesting, you know, who they spend time with, whether that vibe sticks with them or not. There's a lot of stuff that is involved in the recruiting process that isn't just, you know, they got him there, they showed him a good time, they gave him the sales pitch. It's about spending time with other commits, spending time with other players, getting a vibe from your position coach. There's just a lot that we don't know yet. Here's another interesting one on the wide receiver front. So Leonard Manuel puts out a top seven. Now, what's interesting about this, he's one of the top wide receivers in the country, one of the top 15 or 20 wide receivers in the country from the state of Florida. What's interesting about this is he put out a top seven while he was committed to Florida. He's still committed to Florida, and he puts out a top seven, includes Penn State in the group. And I know he said something about Jaywon Sider having some kind of impact on him, as you would guess. I don't really see Penn State as a big factor here to actually get to the finish line, so I don't take this too seriously. I just think it's interesting that Penn State is now in the mix for a guy who never decommitted from his current school.
I love recruiting, and this is one of the reasons why. You just never know what you're going to come across, man. I mean, yeah, that's I don't know if I've ever seen that before. A top school's list from a guy committed somewhere.
Have a top seven, but say I think you just owe it to everyone to say Florida's been good to me. I'm still considering them. You see this all the time. Right. I haven't ruled Florida out, but at this time, I'm expanding my recruitment to include these schools.
Right.
And as far as I could tell from his tweet about having a top seven, he doesn't say anything about that.
No.
Like, yeah, I'm committed to Florida.
Right.
But these six are great, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think Penn State has any chance to get this kid, but it's interesting that, Jaywon Sider's been able to get Penn State into a lot of recruitments.
They really have no business being in this kid's top seven anyway.
No, but it's worked out in this particular instance. It really has. I mean, he's a guy that, now is maybe in play for an official visit. And while I don't think there's any chance Penn State gets this guy, if you get him for an official visit, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yep. The other kid who put out a top, I think a top five, Jordan Morant from, I believe, Bergen Catholic in New Jersey. He's the number one safety in the country, according to the 24/7 composite. He is considering Penn State and several other schools. And unlike Leonard Manuel, I take this one a little bit more seriously. I think Penn State, without looking at his crystal ball, is right there in the mix for him. A really good player at a position that they could probably use a really good player. And it's a recruitment definitely worth watching. I don't know what his visit plans are or where Penn State stacks up as far as that goes, but there's a legitimate shot here.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And, there's a lot of room for Penn State, in these next couple of classes. And when you're watching offers go out at this time of year, because Penn State, if you look at the 247 Sports offer counter, which isn't always the most accurate thing in the world, but it's probably pretty close, Penn State has one of the highest offer counts in the country. And I think what that tells you is they know that with the transfer portal, with decommitment, with guys leaving early for the NFL draft, with guys deciding to give up football for whatever reason, you're going to be able to sign 22 to 25 guys pretty much every year and never worry about bumping up against that 25. So as offers go out, as commitments come in, as decommitments happen, you're going to see Penn State jump in and out of a lot of recruitments, I think, and you're going to see them mentioned in a lot of top groupings. We are kind of at that time now for kids to either make a decision or put out a top group and then wait for official visits. So you're going to see a lot of that, I think, over the next few weeks.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football news from the weekend. We're giving a little rundown on the recruiting front, a couple top schools lists that you need to know. We're looking ahead to the 2019 season here as well. Through GoPSURV.com, a special offer that's going through the end of June. So you've got a couple weeks yet to try to cash in on this. For both the opener against Idaho and the second game of the year against Buffalo, it's a buy one RV, get one free sale for the same game. You can have more friends, more family come. Check that out. You tailgate from Friday through really the early part of Sunday. However long you want to go, you can go. You get transportation to and from Beaver Stadium. It's a really good deal, a unique way to take in a game weekend where, like I said, you never have to stop tailgating. You get a free 4-9 tailgate club meal for everybody in your party. The deal is good through the end of June. Really works for Father's Day. I think there's a pretty cool father-son dynamic to have there. You go to gopsurv.com to learn some more, or you can reach out to Mark at 1-800-519-8467 to learn some more.
The transportation to Beaver Stadium is worth it in and of itself.
You don't have to deal with the worst part of traffic. And I've done this trip to the lot a couple times. You don't have to deal with the worst part of traffic in there. You know, if you are riding over, you're not driving.
Exactly.
And
that's worth
the cost of an RV in my head all the time. That sounds like somebody who's done this trip too many times.
Yes.
To say that. another guy, it's still far off yet, but I think if you're looking at 2021, you know, at this time last year, we were looking at 2020 in this regard, saying, oh, Brian Bresee, Julian Fleming. For the 2021 class, I know there's some other names, but Landon Tangwall, who is a four-star offensive tackle from Maryland, who might be a five-star by the time it's all said and done, 6'6", 300 pounds. He is made exactly how you want your offensive tackle to be made. He's a 2021 prospect early yet, but I see him really front and center in Penn State's plans. And it's not just because the, you know, this turmoil, if you want to put it that way, losing Grant Toutant, they need offensive tackles in a bad way. This is a kid who would have been a must get anyway, but he looks to me like one of the prime targets in 2021. And at least early on, it looks like the interest is mutual from him.
Yeah, I think it'll be tough when he ends up at Notre Dame, though, which is where his crystal ball is leaning at this point.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is a kid that Penn State, you know, only Maryland, good counsel. Penn State had success there. They've recruited there for a long time. They've recruited Landon Tangwall for a long time. I just would be surprised if he ends up anywhere other than Notre Dame, and it will be another loss for Penn State in the Mid-Atlantic, if so. And it's been a tough two cycles.
Well, you talk about glass half empty. Yeah. I used to make this comparison. Like, you fill a glass halfway with water. One person says it's half full. One person says it's half empty. You would take the glass, be like, that's not enough, and smash it on the ground.
Yeah.
It's neither half full nor empty.
Yeah, I hate to be that way, but I look at his recruitment, and I look at the prediction stuff that's out there, and let's be honest, I mean, these predictions are almost always spot on. So if there's a change in his crystal ball, you know, we'll obviously see that. And no, I do love that Kansas offered him on May 2nd. That's funny. Why why bother? You know, he's been to Penn State a few times this year, and that's a plus, no question. And he's always said the right things about Penn State when he leaves, so they're not without a shot here. But I just think that you know, we're talking about a kid that probably ends up at the Fighting Irish at the end of the day.
One other thing quick, this isn't recruiting, but Athlon with their Big Ten preview picked Penn State third in the East, really picked a pretty tight contest from 1 through 4 in the East division. Number one linebackers in the league, number two defensive backs, number three defensive line, number three running backs. Pick Ricky Slade as a breakout candidate. I, in particular, the defense up the middle there, the DBs, the D-line, and the linebackers, the high opinion there stood out to me from that preview.
Yeah, I thought so. Everyone loves this defense. The question is, are they going to get enough help from the other side of the ball, right? I mean, obviously, we've seen a little bit of both. We've seen the offense carry this team in the James Franklin era. We've seen the defense have to step up and carry the team in the James Franklin era. What will this year be? If they can finally get both, you know, playing complementary football, as Bill O'Brien used to say, this team might have a shot to be better than, you know, the 8-4 or 9-3 that's being predicted.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. If the defense steps up, that's what a lot of people are hoping for. So we'll see. Taking a quick break, we're going to look at offensive line recruiting and depth in just a moment.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.